I'm John Davis. Today is Wednesday, the 11th of March, 2015, and I'm about to interview Mrs. Alison Gold. Good morning, Alison. Would you please introduce yourself and tell me where and when you were born?
Oh, good morning. I'm the youngest of David Mary Rose's three children. I was born in 1957 in Stroud. I've got an older brother, Michael, who's 9 years older than me, and an older sister, Pam. And we were brought up in Cheltenham and lived in Hatherley Road in Cheltenham for the duration of Dad's time at Fieldings.
Did you work at Fieldings yourself?
No.
Or just Dad?
Just my dad. My dad, yes.
Can you remember what years he worked at the company, approximately?
Yes, he started in 1938. It was an apprenticeship until 1942. I had thought that he left in between 1973 and 1976 to go to Redmond, Heenan, Froude, but I've learnt today that actually he came back for a spell after that, so I'm not sure of some of the dates. But yes, he ended as managing director.
Yeah. Okay, so you've answered my next question, which is okay, which was what was his position. Yeah. Anyway, can you enlighten me a little bit, Alison, about his early days, schools, colleges, etc.?
Yes, he was born in Gloucester in 1921. Family lived in Heathville Road in Gloucester. He went to the Crypt School.
After the Crypt, did he?
After the Crypt, he took he became an apprentice in 1938 with Fieldings.
Yeah, we've got his apprenticeship indentures here, Alison. Could you just read out on the front page what he qualified as in those days?
Yes. He was in pattern maker, iron moulding, turner, fitter, and draughtsman.
And on the back, it is his signatures.
The people were of my grandfather, Reginald Rolls, Frank B. Fielding, and I'm not sure about that last one. Is that another Fielding?
No, I think someone who
scrawls
a name.
Yeah.
And
okay.
Right, Alison. Previously, you mentioned Dad attending the Crypt School. Can you tell me anything about his further education?
Yes. Whilst he was serving his apprenticeship at Fieldings between 1938 and 1942, he went to Gloucester Tech and did evening classes in mechanical engineering and got a higher certificate. And then, at the end of the war, he got a place at Selwyn College, Cambridge. So studied there between 1945 and 1948 and obtained his degree in mechanical engineering. And my mother, obviously he'd been courting my mother, and she moved to Cambridge and they lived together as a married couple in his final year. So that was a very happy time. And then I've got a letter here from F. James Fielding, dated the 25th of July 1947, and it just says, "Dear David, just to confirm my chat with you earlier in the week, that I'm looking forward to your return here in 12 months and to your taking up active employment again with the company." And that was, in fact, as assistant chief engineer. And it says here, "It's difficult to be specific about salary, but at the moment the sort of figure I have in mind is a basic of about £650 per annum, subject to bonus."
I would imagine Dad was probably certainly one of the only persons I know who ever went to Cambridge, so he must have been pretty proud of the achievement.
Yes, I think he was. I think that was quite something. I think he always said he found the maths very difficult. He struggled with that a bit, but anyway, he came through, and I think it was a really special and happy time that he loved. Yep.
Did he talk much about his job when he came home?
Well, yes, he did. I was very little, so I think, you know, during those years, possibly not. I think the main time when I think I learnt most and when he talked a great deal was certainly looking back and reminiscing in his 80s when obviously he was retired and looking after Mum, who had Alzheimer's, sadly. And he talked a great deal then about Fieldings and his time there. And so I learnt a lot.
How about travelling for the company? He must have got around quite a lot.
Yeah, I think he certainly did. I think he did a fair old mileage in this country and abroad. Certainly, you know, in the early days, he spent a lot of time in America and Canada. And I think those were, you know, fantastic trips. I think there was some wonderful hospitality. And I think looking back, there was probably time for some leisure as well. You know, I've got pictures of him on a skidoo and doing all sorts of things. And he came back, you know, having had, I think, you know, fascinating trips.
I've got a picture before me with Dad and another gentleman somewhere in the snow. Possibly that might have been Canada or America. Can you tell me anything about that, Alison?
I think that was with, we've discovered, was it Bob McCoy? That was in 1974. So I'm pretty sure that was Canada. And I think, as I say, I think it might have been that gentleman who took him on a skidoo trip, which he talked about. So, yes, but they were good trips. Yeah.
I suppose, as managing director, I suppose, and I think he was technical director before that, I suppose some of those trips abroad involved perhaps sorting out problems that may have arisen.
Yes, I think they did. I think perhaps, again, listeners will be able to help. I know he travelled a lot to, well, behind the Iron Curtain. He went to Moscow and Czechoslovakia, and I think those were quite... They were interesting. They're probably a bit grim sometimes, actually. But I know he made a lot of return trips to a place called, was it Kosice, I think, in Czechoslovakia, where they had ongoing problems with a press. So I seem to remember that. But he also had trips to... he went out to South Africa. Again, I think my brother reminds me that I think that was perhaps... He came back quite uncomfortable with some of the things that he'd seen there. But yes, I mean, he went to Fiat and... You know, Poland, all over the place, really. And he was away quite a lot for sometimes quite long spells. So, but my memories are certainly that it was great when he'd been away for a long time. He used to bring back nice treats, and I have a collection of foreign dolls. And my brother remembers the Davy Crockett hat and Frank Sinatra LPs. And so there were some perks, but he was away a lot. Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Did he ever take you on any of these trips?
No, he never did. No, so I think Mum went on a couple. I think they went to Vienna. I'm not sure whether that was business or pleasure, but no, we never went.
Did you get to know any other members of the staff at Fieldings at all?
Yes, I mean, I particularly remember, well, I'm still friends with Elizabeth Fisher, who was Dad's secretary for many years, and we keep in touch. And I do remember... Ron and Maisie Green. I think Dad stayed in touch with them during retirement. They were lovely people, and of course Ron was a great artist. Lots of names, you know, people, the Manners, all sorts of people, but yes, in particular, somebody I do remember very well was Mrs. Jones. Would she have been Scrubs catering manager? Lovely lady, and I think, you know, she looked after Dad very well, and I certainly remember when sometimes we had to go on holiday or he had to join us later. He would arrive with this beautiful, immaculately packed box of sandwiches. And I think he used to stop on the M5 on the way down to Cornwall and feast on those. But I do remember her. She talked a lot about her.
I think everybody remembers Mrs. Jones, yeah, and her fantastic cooking and her borscht soup that she introduced us to. Yeah. Did you visit the company at all, Alison?
Yes, I did. I remember going... to one of the Christmas parties. I think I was very little, and perhaps it wasn't a reflection on the party because I think it was lovely. I don't think I enjoyed it very much because I was really shy. Yeah. But yeah, I do remember sometimes going in with Dad on a Saturday morning, actually, and certainly as a little girl, I thought it was possibly quite a scary face, you know, with big machinery and quite a dark place. But I think I understood more when I got older. Yes, I mean, it was incredible. Yeah, my brother remembers going and being very impressed by it all.
Did you get involved in? You mentioned the Christmas party. You mentioned the Christmas parties, etc. Were any other activities? Did you go to any sports days or anything like that?
No, I don't remember those. Although there's a lot of family photos of the sports days, but I think that's probably going back to my grandfather's days. But no, I don't. I think I was a little bit little for that. So no, I don't. No, I don't remember that.
Was Dad's time at the company continuous, or did he go away and come back again?
Well, I'm a bit hazy on dates. I haven't been able to track down. I know that he went to Redmond Heen & Frood as managing director, and I think that was either 1973 or 1976. And I thought, and he stayed on as a director at Fieldings and as non-executive chairman, but I had didn't realise, and I've learnt from you both today, that in fact he did come back and do another spell as MD at Fielding & Platts, but I don't know the dates.
Never mind. Can you remember if he had any particularly sad moments whilst there?
Yeah, I mean, I think in particular, I think it was, you know, loss of colleagues, and I do remember him being very, very cut up about the death of Steve Davis. I remember that he was very, very, very sad about that. And I think just generally, you know, when colleagues left or well, not left, but died, and I think he was, you know, people like Ron Green and good colleagues.
You mentioned the tragic death of Steve Davis. Could you just give a little insight into what that was?
Well, I believe it happened in Perranporth in Cornwall, and he went into the sea to rescue his brother and drowned. And well, I think his brother survived, but I know that you know, it was a very, very sad thing to have happened. And
That's very sad.
Yeah.
On the other side of the coin, how about very satisfying moments, Alison? Can you recall any of those?
I think the major one was he attended a reception in March 1976 at Buckingham Palace, which was for holders of the Queen's Award to Industry, and I think that was a very big moment, shaking the Queen's hand. It wasn't one he forgot. And I think just looking back and talking to him in retirement, I think there were loads. I think he was just immensely proud of the company, and you know, he used to talk about so many things, you know, patents and getting big orders, and yeah, I think there were lots, to be honest.
Could you just could you read out exactly what it says on the card, Alison?
Right, it says, "The Master of the Household has received Her Majesty's command to invite Mr. David Rolls to a reception to be given at Buckingham Palace by the Queen and the Duke of Edinburgh for holders of the Queen's Award to Industry, Monday the 8th of March 1976 at 6 p.m.
Thank you. On leaving the company, Alison, finally, did Dad work elsewhere or was it into retirement?
No, he went and joined the board of Mechanades with his lifelong friend David James and his sons, and I think that was a very happy and stimulating time, and probably just as well to keep his hand in a bit and not go straight from, you know, flat out to retirement. So I think that was a very happy time.
I'm just going back to the indentures a moment. I noticed that one of the signatures on the bottom was Reginald Rolls, a relation, obviously. Can you tell me a little bit about him?
Well, Reginald Victor Rolls was my grandfather, and he worked at Fieldings. I think I need to check the dates here. He started in 1912 as a pupil draftsman, and I think then again, this is all a little bit hazy really, but I know that he went on to be a technical director and a sales director and overlapped with my dad for quite a time, and played a pretty important part, I think, in Fieldings.
Yes, I've got we got a picture here of showing I think your dad and your granddad and on the same picture.
Yes, signing a document, quite a posed picture, but I think yes, I think Grandpa must have retired in his sort of, well, in the middle 50s, but yes, they overlapped for quite a time as directors. Yeah,
I think we've got four gentlemen there. I think that's a Mr. Stammers, isn't it, on the at the start, and then there's
the, you have me. I'm not sure.
And then in the back in the centre is your grandfather,
yep.
And then on the right is your father, and then sitting down is Mr. F. J. Fielding.
Yep. That would be right.
Now we've got a few photographs here, Alison. You've found for us. Could you name any of those
on there, please? You were able to help me most of all. I certainly recognise Ron Green.
That's the man in the centre,
that's
yes.
That's the man in the centre. Yeah. And I think you mentioned Garfield James, but I'm not sure. And obviously Dad, but I'm not too sure about the other gentleman. So perhaps if these appear on the website, somebody could help us out.
And your dad's on the extreme right, yes, but Dad, we're not quite sure who the second is on from the right.
No.
They've suggested it might have been Roy Telfer, but we could be corrected on that.
Yeah, that would be good to know. And I, again, the gentleman on the far left, I'm not sure about. So, yeah.
I've got another one here. I think once between us, I think we know two out of the five.
I think, well, we decided Jack Baker. Is that right? Oh, you'll have to remind me of the other. Obviously, Dad.
And Dad. No, and Dad. I'm afraid I don't know
either.
But there are people out there who might well know. So we'd like to hear from them.
Yeah.
There is a scene from a machine shop somewhere by the look of it, with all this swarf lying around. Mm. And there's quite a gathering of gentlemen there. Dad is there. He's in the middle of the front row. And we think the gentleman at the back, in the centre, is Mr. Leslie Spooner. Now, I've just recognised the person, the machinist. You can just see his head above the right-hand gentleman. And it's a guy, used to be a neighbour of mine. I think it's Mr. John Arkell.
Oh, well done. Yeah, well, I can't help there because I was knee-high to a grasshopper, I think, at that time.
I don't mind. We might be able to find someone who can name them all.
That would be really good, yeah.
Well, we talked about quite a lot of things, Alison. Is there anything else that, you'd like to add? Anything at all personal or about the company?
Yes, I would. I think the thing I'd really like to sort of mention, because I don't think any discussion of Dad is complete without mentioning my mum, who died a couple of years ago. They were married for 63 years and absolutely devoted to each other. And I think I really would just like to say that I don't think Dad could have done the job that he did, as well as he did, without really fantastic support from Mum. And I think it did. I don't think it was always easy. You know, I think he was away an awful lot. I mean, he was away for 3 months when my brother was a baby. And I know, certainly remember, she used to get a bit fed up at times when he had to go dashing off somewhere and I was away, oh, not again. And she always used to say, well, we can't get the time back. But anyway, they were fantastic parents. And yes, and as I said, and just from the point of view of Dad, I just always a bit surprised. We laugh as a family because his childhood friends from childhood, who he kept as lifelong friends, for some reason called him Bodger. And I can't think of anybody. Well, Dad just didn't bodge anything, so I'm not quite sure how that came about. Certainly, as a family, we used to call him Mr. Fix-It. And he was just wonderful. If you had a problem of whatever nature, he would get it sorted. And he was a great listener, and he was super dad, super granddad, and you know, we miss him very much. And I know that he just wish he could have hung on and seen all of this come to fruition, because I think he would have been very, very proud.
What a fantastic response to my last question. Well, Alison, I think all I've got to say now is, on behalf of Brian and myself, thank you very, very much for an extremely interesting interview, and thank you for your hospitality as well.
Thank you very much. Been lovely.